Well, for several years now, MSU Culinary Services corporate chef Kurt Kwiatkowski has shown us some new ways to use traditional Thanksgiving ingredients. So if you're inclined to try something new this year, he's back. Current State Scott Pohl met up again with the chef for a new spin on a Thanksgiving tradition. What's Kurt up to this time, Scott?
Well, Mark, after finding new ways to use cranberry sauce and sweet potatoes in the past, Kurt Kwiatkowski turns his attention this year to what many of us consider to be a crucial part of the meal, the dressing. This is the way Kurt likes to make Thanksgiving dressing at home, and if you like turkey dressing as much as I do, you'll want to give this recipe a try.
I prefer to never put it in the bird, so I like cooking it in a pan. You can get everything done and rolling, and when you go to put it in the oven, it's 35, 40 minutes afterwards, and it comes out nice and crunchy on top, and nice and soft and chewy in the inside, so it'll be delicious.
All right, what kind of bread are we going to use?
I prefer sourdough because, you know, again, we're talking about a dish that's going to have a heaviness to it, and trying to lighten that up a little bit with the flavor, so it's just not all heavy flavor on top of heavy flavor on top of heavy flavor, and that's why we're going to have some fun, and the sourdough, I think, cuts through a lot of that.
Will this recipe work with any bread, though?
Oh, absolutely. If you just happen to have a French batard or some extra hamburger buns laying around, you can easily use that as well.
A bit stale, is that better?
Stale is better, but it doesn't have to be. You can run out to the store and grab a couple of loaves and cut it up. And what you're going to want to do, if it isn't stale or hard already, what I'll do sometimes is have the kids start pulling the bread apart. So I'll cut it into some strips and then let them pull the pieces apart. And, go ahead and put it in a bowl and put it in on a sheet tray. Drizzle a little bit of olive oil over it and then into the oven at like 250 degrees. And every maybe 15 minutes, just shake it a little bit. And after about 30 minutes, 40 minutes, that bread should be nice and crunchy and hard and ready to go. And then you just put it into a big mixing bowl, and then you start putting all the other ingredients together.
What are the other main ingredients we'll be working with?
Onions, celery, garlic, jalapeno, bacon. And I like sausage in my stuffing, so we've got some sweet Italian sausage and then some fresh herbs. We've got a little bit of cream and some chicken stock.
I see a couple of eggs over there too.
Oh, yep.
All right, let's get started. What's first?
So what we're going to do first is get our pan on about medium heat, and we've got the bacon, and we've kind of just cut it up into strips. And we're going to render that down. And we're going to put a couple tablespoons of olive oil in there to kind of help it along. And you don't want the heat to be too high because you don't want to burn your bacon.
I like this start, bacon.
Well, it's going to make your kitchen smell delicious too. So as that bacon's rendering, we can go ahead and chop up our vegetables. I like using red onion. Again, a little bit of a sweetness factor. I also like it because of the color variation that ends up going into the stuffing. We're gonna get about 2 cups of red onion diced up. And then we're gonna get about 2 cups of celery diced up. Got that, and then we're going to give our bacon a little bit of a stir. And it's already starting to kind of brown up just a little bit, which is what we want. And now for a little bit of a twist, we've got some jalapeno that we're going to add. And I take the seeds and the veins out, and that's where a lot of that heat is. So we got our jalapeno nice and diced up. And we've got our garlic. And we just mince that up. We get our big mixing bowl here. And what we're going to do is get the bacon out, but leave the bacon grease and the juices in. Because we still got some cooking to do. And so we still have that liquid in there, the oil in there. Now we've got our Italian sausage that we're going to put in there. Kind of flatten it out.
Is there a substitute for the Italian sausage if you don't happen to have that?
You could just leave it out, I guess. You could always use a little bit of extra bacon. I'm adding just a little bit of salt to that. This is where I'm going to turn the heat up a little bit. I want to get a nice golden brown, and that's why I want it as thin as possible in the pan, because the more surface area I can get browned up and caramelized up, the better the added flavor is going to be in the final product. That liquid is going to end up going into the stuffing to add extra flavor, and we're going to saute our vegetables kind of quickly in that, and it's just going to add flavor. And I've seen a lot of stuffing recipes before where you're adding like 4 and 5 cups of liquid to it, and it's like, I'd rather add flavor instead of just stock and different things like that. And while that's going on, we can take our 2 eggs and we're going to crack those into another mixing bowl. And we're going to whisk that with 1/4 cup of cream. And this is our main liquid that we're going to add to our stuffing. And after we've mixed that egg and the cream together, we're going to take 2 cups of chicken stock, and that's ready to go. And into the pan go the onions and the celery and the jalapeno. And we turn that heat back down just a little bit, kind of medium, medium high. And we don't need to cook these all the way through. We just need to kind of start to sweat them. And while those are sauteing, we're going to get our fresh herbs ready to go. And we've got parsley, where we're going to get about 1/2 cup of parsley. And we're just going to chop that up. And whenever we're cooking with fresh herbs, we always add them in at the end of anything we're doing. And so since we're going to be baking, we're going to fold those in right before it goes into the oven. I use just like 1 tablespoon of fresh sage, just that little bit, just to kind of get that hint for the fresh herbs. And we're just going to pick some fresh thyme. And now for those last minute or so, I'm going to hit the fresh garlic in there. I don't want to add the garlic too soon because I don't want to burn it. And I just stir that around and let that the bouquet of that garlic smell kind of start to come out.
Smells great, Kurt.
Yeah, this is really making me hungry. The celery's still going to be kind of hard, but you know, we're going to bake it for a good 40 minutes, and so in goes our mixture. And now we've got our fresh herbs and our liquid. And what I like doing with the sausage is kind of just taking trying to break it up with a spatula. You can kind of cut it up with a knife as well. We've got our liquid. We're going to pour over everything. I like hitting it with a little salt and pepper. And we've got our fresh herbs that are going to go in there. And we just mix away. Oven can be, you know, wherever you got your turkey at. If it's at 325, put it in at 325. If you're cooking your bird at 350, that's fine. I like it covered for the first 20 minutes and then uncovered the last 20 minutes. Make sure you're not filling the pan up too much, because that bread's still going to absorb just a little bit and it's going to expand a little bit. Hopefully what's happened with the way the bread is too, that sourdough and that we've cooked it, you still got a little bit of a textural crunch to it. Oh, and then you're good to go.
Now, this will bake for how long?
40 minutes.
How many will this recipe serve?
Oh, this will easily serve. Well, it depends upon how hungry you are. But this recipe would easily serve, you know, 6-8 people.
We're going to give it a go here. This will be the uncooked taste test, right?
Yeah. Give her a taste if you want.
All right. I need to get some sausage in with it here, Kurt.
That's a good
bread
call.
And sausage. Okay, here we go. I'm not sure I've ever had dressing with sausage in it. That's delicious. Kurt Kwiatkowski is a corporate chef at Michigan State University. We will be posting this recipe and a series of photos at WKAR.org. Always great to see you. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving, Kurt.
Oh, it was a pleasure. It's always good to see you as well, and have a great holiday.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.